The other night I was walking alongside of this here water hole where they had a whole bunch of frogs a-hollering. And I commenced a-listening real close-like. And you know something? Them there frogs is talking to one another. They was, and a-setting over on the bank was an old granddaddy bullfrog. And he commenced a-calling out in a long, low voice and said, "Let's play people." And a little frog what was a-setting on a lily pad not far away spoke up and said, "How do you play it?" And old granddaddy frog commenced to explain it. And he said, "Well, first off, we'll find us a real, sure enough, poplar sort of a frog. And we'll elect him president. And then we'll take away all of the rights and freedom from the hard-working, tax-paying frogs. And we'll give them to the agitators and demonstrators and do-gooders that goes to make up a majority of the misfits and undesirables. And since we're going to be a playing people, we're going to have us a Vietnam." And the little frog, what was a-setting on a lily pad, spoke up and says, "What's a Vietnam?" And the old granddaddy frog says, "Well, that's the place where we'll send all of the brave young frogs to give up their lives for freedom." And then there was a sense of silence over the frog pond. Broke only when a frog, what was a-setting away over yonder, on the other side, spoke up in a timid sort of voice and said, "What is freedom?" "Oh, there's a whole lot of kinds of freedom," the old granddaddy frog explained. "For instance, there's a freedom of worship, whereby you may go to the church of your choosing. And there's a freedom of speech, whereby you may speak your mind. And then there's another real important type of freedom, and it's called the freedom of choice. Freedom of choice, whereby you may go to the country, go to town, go up in the mountains, or just stay at home, or do just about anything you want to do. And most important, whereby you may go to the school of your choosing." Yeah, there's a whole lot of kinds of freedom. And seeing as how we're going to be a playing people, we're going to have to appoint us some federal judges. Now, we're going to need some real sure enough forked-tongued flycatchers for this here job, because they're going to be appointed for life. And a little frog spoke up, and he said, "What do judges do?" And the old granddaddy frog says, "Oh, that's the ones that takes away all of the rights and freedom that the brave young frogs gives up their lives for." And a little frog spoke up, and he said, "Well, I'd rather be a horny toad and sit in the cold mud, a-drinking muddy water, eating swamp mosquitoes, and a-dodging the old devil snake, then I had to be a federal judge." And old granddaddy frog called out again in his long, low voice and said, "Well, I guess it's best that we go ahead on a-being frogs. 'Cause if we was to come as to carrying on like the peoples are doing, I'm afraid that the good Lord would send a dry spell and take away our frog pond, the way the federal judges has took away the rights and the freedom from the people."